Support for WPR comes from Lawrence University in Appleton, home to 1,500 undergraduate students from nearly every state and more than 50 countries. Dedicated to an engaging global education. Lawrence.edu.
Support for WPR comes from Isthmus Partners, an independent asset management firm offering comprehensive financial planning and tailored investment solutions for clients nationwide. More at isthmuspartnersllc.com.
And coming up, Steve heads to a local tap room to get a lesson in beer tasting. Well, first, beer sniffing.
There you go. This is 2014.
Intense aromas of charred oak, vanilla, caramel, and smoke. I put my hand over the glass a little bit to capture the aroma. This must look ridiculous. I actually know which nostril is stronger for smelling beer. I am serious. Yeah.
Meaning so, yeah, what? So what, you would like actually hold up your left nostril to the beer?
I lead with my left nostril when smelling beer. I've never shared that with anyone before.
It wasn't that long ago that buying beer meant picking up a six-pack for the basement fridge or a keg for the frat party. Hams, Coors, Budweiser, Miller, cheap mass-market beer endorsed by celebrities. Well, craft brewing changed all of that. Better ingredients, more alcohol, and a whole new world of stouts and lagers and lambics. And today, if you like beer, every glass can be a new adventure, as Steve Paulson is about to discover.
So we're sitting in the Funk Factory Gozeria tap room, and we've got a couple of beers in front of us. Tell us what we're looking at here.
We are looking at Bourbon County Brand Stout from Goose Island Beer Company in Chicago.
Two bottles, yep.
One from 2017, one from 2014.
I think there's something we got to do, right?
Open and drink them, yes.
So I'm going to let you do the honors. We're going to have a little tasting here. So just open them both?
Sure, yep.
There you go. This is 2014.
Steve's hanging out with beer writer Josh Noel, and the beer they're breaking out is a legend. Back in 1995, Goose Island Brewing had this crazy idea. What if we took an ostentatiously heavy beer, something originally brewed to impress Russian rulers like Catherine the Great, and then aged it in Kentucky bourbon barrels for a year?
Cheers.
Cheers, yeah.
Have you had many of these?
No. No, I'm a novice.
Have you ever had one?
I'm trying to think if I have. I don't know if I have.
I'll be very curious what you think. Because yeah. This is a lot of flavor and a lot of booze for a first-timer. So the aroma is huge. Before you taste, I'm just curious, what do you smell there? There are no wrong answers, by the way.
It smells pungent, deep.
Smells some chocolate, some vanilla.
Some definitely chocolate. Mm.
Some oak.
Okay.
Some bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon. Yeah.
You get sort of that woodiness.
Yeah.
That's the time in the barrel.
Hmm. So how long has it been sitting in the barrel?
For about a year. It's a blend. So speaking of taste, shall we?
Do I get to drink?
Please do.
Oh, wow. That is so smooth.
It's really smooth, isn't it? Yeah.
I guess that's the thing I wasn't expecting.
And this is 13.8% alcohol.
Yeah.
Beer is, at its best, just as complex as wine. This craft beer has grown larger. There are now more than 6,000 breweries nationally. There were fewer than 100 in the late 70s. I mean, just think about that.
Whoever thought this up? I mean, why the bourbon barrel? I mean, what's the idea here?
The idea is you're taking two very disparate things, imperial stout and a piece of oak that held bourbon, but that actually meld together quite well. Are you enjoying it?
I can already feel the effects.
Yes, you can. 14% hits you hard and hits you fast.
Okay, but here's the thing. In 2011, Goose Island Brewery, one of the leaders in the underdog world of handcrafted beer, sold to Anheuser-Busch, a giant manufacturer. And predictably, the beer changed.
Buckle up, because this one's probably a lot sweeter.
Okay, we're ready to go for the 2017 here.
Do you detect any difference in the aroma? It's a little...
It's not quite the 2014.
No, it's really not.
Huh, interesting.
It's just sort of one long, sweet flavor to me. It almost reminds me of chocolate syrup a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. That's so interesting.
So yeah, there's more depth and complexity with the 2014. Yeah, yeah. And this is where we get into sort of what it means to be owned by Anheuser-Busch and to be a growing brewery.
So Goose Island was the first craft brewer to go corporate, but it wasn't the last. And to understand why this matters and what's at stake, you have to go back to the beginning and understand what a revolution craft beer has been.
Absolutely. The way that we drink and talk about and think about beer, you know, we're sitting here in a tap room right now where the beer is made on site, essentially. That wasn't how we drank beer 30, 40 years ago. You know, we bought it in a gas station. We bought it in a supermarket. It was made in some distant place that we never got to walk into or see. And the whole experience has become so much more intimate and interactive, and it's
beautiful. Well, I mean,
you're also
talking about how you have to have a language. You have to have knowledge on how to talk about this.
Well, you don't. I'm just talking about it like that because I talk about it all the time. But
there sort of is an element of being educated about how to appreciate it, just like with wine or chocolate or food.
Exactly, coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just thought of another thing. I get a little bit of marshmallow in this beer. Do you get that a little?
Yeah. I mean, when you say that, See, that's what I'm talking about. It's like I wouldn't necessarily think about that, but when you mention that, then okay.
You're just going to have to drink a lot more of these, and and you'll get there.
So we have been drinking this 2014.
Correct.
Bourbon County Stout.
This is the old label from before Goose Island was acquired by Anheuser-Busch, and this is what it looks like after you're acquired by Anheuser-Busch. You go from the regular old bottle to the fancy bottle with the fancy label.
Now, you just mentioned Goose Island, this iconic craft beer, was bought by Anheuser-Busch, which sounds... That sounds terrible. I mean, Anheuser-Busch, the biggest beer company in the world, right?
I wrote a book about it. Long answer.
The iconic craft beer, Goose Island, is not supposed to be sold to Anheuser-Busch, right?
Certainly a lot of people would agree with that, yes. The Goose Island sale to Anheuser-Busch really sort of shot the craft beer industry off into a pretty wild new direction of mergers and acquisitions. Goose was the first, and there were a whole bunch after.
So there are two questions here. One is, why would Goose Island sell, presumably to make a lot of money? Why would Anheuser-Busch buy a craft beer?
Both good questions. So why a brewery sells varies. For Goose Island, it was in sort of a perfect storm where it needed a solution. Its founder was this guy, John Hall, who had made a very good living as a white-collar executive. He took a buyout with his company, Corrugated Box Company. Not the sexiest thing in the world. He was 45. He needed a second career, a second act. And the beer industry was just starting to take off. So John always liked beer, so he decided to start a brewery. Fast forward to 2011. Goose Island is a success. It's a thing. It's making some brilliant beer. John's approaching 70. And now he's ready to sort of slow down, hang out with the grandchildren, all that. So he needed an exit strategy. Goose Island was completely maxed out at its Chicago brewery. So it needed to be able to make more beer so that it could continue to grow. On the Anheuser-Busch side, Anheuser-Busch had spent the 90s trying to sort of half engage with craft beer and half thwart craft beer. Like those little craft brewery people, they gave us a little scare in the 90s, but we're all good now. By 2011, it was clear that craft beer had come back. It wasn't going away. The most effective way for them to jump in was to just buy someone who was already doing it and doing it well.
Sure.
And that matched up with John Hall needing an exit strategy, being offered $38.8 million. He didn't get all of that, but that was the price for the brewery.
It's a nice chunk of change.
It's a nice chunk. Yes, he's set. And he, you know what? He earned it.
He can take care of the grandchildren.
Yes, he can.
Did they know what they were getting when they bought Goose Island?
Great question, because the answer is no. And that was one of the most interesting things as I was reporting this book. They knew they needed it. They weren't quite sure why. They weren't quite sure how to use it. So they just sort of had it. A couple years later, they really shot it out of the Anheuser-Busch cannon. When Goose Island sold, it generated just huge cries of sellout and rage. And people were so angry, I'll never buy another Goose Island. You know, jokes, you know, now it's going to be Budweiser, Imperial Ale. You know, I mean, just the scorn rained down. Once Anheuser-Busch sort of figured out what it needed to do with Goose Island, with craft beer, it went on to buy nine more breweries. Now they're very aggressive in the craft beer realm. Very, very aggressive.
So the big question, obviously, is what happens to a famous craft brewery once it gets bought out by Anheuser-Busch? Does the quality of the beer change? I'm assuming it's being brewed at a more industrial scale now.
You're right. It is. So I don't think there's one single answer for what it means when a brewery is bought out. Anheuser-Busch bought its 10. MillerCoors bought, I think they've bought 4 now. Heineken bought Lagunitas. Duvelmort got a Belgian company, bought 2 of the better breweries in the country, Firestone Walker, which may well be the best, and Boulevard Brewing. And what the sale has meant to each of those breweries varies. Anheuser-Busch moved harder and faster with Goose Island than it did with any of its 9 other acquisitions. And Goose, I would say the quality has suffered somewhat as a result.
So why does that matter? Why does scale matter?
You know, that's a tricky answer. And that's probably something a brewer could answer better than I could. But it just sort of makes intuitive sense that just trying to do anything at a larger scale is generally going to be harder than doing it at a smaller scale.
Does local still matter with craft
beer? Oh, local's huge.
Why does that matter?
That's a tough question in some ways, but it's...
I mean, you're not just talking about scale here. You're talking about something else.
Well, the breweries that are doing the best right now are the really small local guys who are making very fresh beer and having a very intimate experience with their consumer. We're like this, where we're sitting right now. This is where Madisonians want to drink beer, you know? Yeah. I mean, you walk in here, it's a cool space.
Out of the way, almost kind of in an industrial part of the city here. You have to know about this place to come and find it.
Yeah, and this place has a national reputation. People love what these guys are doing. Yeah, this is a great place to come after work, right? I mean, it's just, it's like the ultimate neighborhood bar. It's
so
cool,
that's what you're talking about.
Cool,
so the
people,
so the ultimate neighborhood bar with great beer.
Great beer, yeah.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're talking about it's the experience of where you're drinking it rather than you just go and buy it and you drink it in your living room.
Yeah, that's what tap rooms have offered, and tap rooms like this are exploding. They're very much an engine of the industry right now. That said, far more beer is bought in a supermarket to be taken home and consumed on the couch. And that's what Anheuser-Busch is, you know, that's why they got involved.
Yeah, this has been fun. Here, cheers.
Cheers.
Josh Noel is a beer, food, and travel writer for the Chicago Tribune. His book about the history of Goose Island Brewing is called Barrel-Aged Stout and Selling Out. Plus, if you want to see a few photos from Josh and Steve's taste test, you'll find them on our website. That's at ttbook.org.